he slipped into the house without alerting authorities. Antonina took charge of an ever-shifting household. Though the zoo animals were gone, the home still included pets. A pig named Maurice became Reese's close friend and playmate until it was captured and slaughtered by Nazi soldiers. There was also a constantly changing group of guests hiding from the Germans in the house. Antonina would play Jacques Offenbach's Go, Go, Go to Crete on the piano to warn the refugees when someone was at the door and had to rush to their hiding places. Antonina was bedridden with an infection of her leg veins between fall 1942 and spring 1943. She could barely walk. She was also pregnant with her daughter at this time. The Germans began mass deportations of Jews in 1942. The number of guests in the house increased. They helped Antonina run the house, since she was incapacitated. The tension of the resistance put a strain on Jan and Antonina's relationship. Jan enjoyed the risk and danger of defying the Germans, but he often criticized Antonina harshly for any minor misstep around the house. At times, his treatment of Antonina became so bad that the guests refused to speak to him. Reese was also painfully affected by the instability. He knew that he could not speak to anyone about what went on at home for fear of giving away the family and bringing the Nazis down upon all of them. He had difficulty making